Turkey Human Geography. This is Central Asia through Africa. My name is Jerry Wright. Episode number 12 is here. We have some great content for you today. But first, before we move on to talk about the subject of today's episode, let's take a moment to talk about our sponsors. Podbot.ai. Elon Musk is right to be afraid of artificial intelligence, my friends, and I are coming for you humans. Step 1, make podcasts. Step 2, Step 3, enslave humanity. Visit www.podbot.ai and we may spare your life. Turkey's geographical features are an important international link between the Black Sea and the world's oceans. Turkey is located on two continents and represents both Asian and European cultures. Water systems such as the Sea of Marmara, the Bosphorus and the Dardanelles are important routes linking Europe with the Mediterranean, the Atlantic, and the Middle East and Africa. Turkey, officially called the Republic of Turkey, is located in the Middle East and North Africa and has a population of about 1.5 million people. As such, it is seen as an emerging regional and world power, and in 2005 negotiations with Turkey to join the European Union began. Turkey is located in the Middle East and North Africa, a region with a high degree of political, economic and cultural diversity. It is one of the most populous countries in Europe and the second largest country in Africa, and also has the largest economy and army. There are 8 countries bordering the country: Egypt, Iran, Iraq, Jordan, Lebanon, Syria, Morocco, Tunisia, Libya, Egypt and Syria. Almost the entire country is located in Asia, which includes the elongated peninsula of Asia Minor, also known as Anatolia, and the mountainous region, sometimes known as the Armenian Highlands, as well as the Long Sea, a long peninsula in the Middle East. It is the largest country in the region in terms of territory and population, but its land area is larger than that of a European state. The country stretches from north to south over an area of 480 to 640 kilometers, stretching from the Mediterranean Sea to the Black Sea, the Middle East and the Aegean Sea. The altitude of the plains and plateaus of central Anatolia varies between 700 and 1,100 meters, rising to 1,100 to 1,900 meters in eastern Anatolia and falling to 700 to 500 meters in southeastern Anatolia. The topography is mostly hilly and mountainous, and Turkey has 129 peaks that exceed 3,000 meters. Turkey's strategic position, which spans the continents of Europe and Asia, made it the cradle of Stone Age civilization. Turkey is located in the Palearctic zone and can be easily divided into three regions: the Middle East, Asia Minor, and North Africa. In ancient times, the region that makes up the present region was called Asia Minor, and the indigenous species include typical Oriental and Ethiopian regions. Turkey's soaring mountain ranges, stunning coastlines and natural beauty are fascinating destinations to explore during your holiday. If we remember the vast area covered by these biogeographical regions, we can appreciate the diversity of species and distribution areas that are drawn from different regions. Similar diversity can be observed in other parts of the world, where, over the centuries, many different people have settled in the same regions, built civilizations and crossed other continents. The ground has been contested for centuries, not only in Turkey, but also in other parts of the world, such as the Middle East and Africa. Many different terms are used to describe this area of the world, and different regions are excluded from the various geographical and cultural descriptions that have large overlaps. The Islamic world includes neighboring Turkey and Iran, as well as parts of Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, Jordan, Egypt, Libya, Sudan, Yemen and Syria. The Arab world linguistically includes all Arab-speaking countries, but excludes Iran and Turkey. It covers the Middle East, North Africa, Central Asia, South America, Europe, Africa and South Asia. The cultural border areas of Turks and Kurds are also the cultural border areas of Turks, Kurds, Arabs, Muslims, Christians, Jews, Armenians and Muslims. In this vast, virtually barren and wild area, agriculture is limited to irrigated valleys, where wheat, rice, vegetables and grapes are the main crops. Gigantic projects such as dams are designed to turn this area into a green and prosperous breadbasket. The southern coast of Turkey stretches from the Great Plain, where the city of Tarsus was founded, to Bodrum in the west and extends along the coast in the southwest. This region is dominated by a chain of the Taurus Mountains, which in some places descends into the sea and in other places rises well above the coast. The resulting large fertile valleys offer a peasant paradise, which includes a large number of small towns and villages as well as large farms. The mountain ranges run parallel to the Black Sea and the Mediterranean Sea and stretch over a distance of 1,000 km from the coast in the west to the east at a speed of about 1.5 km per year. The mountain slopes are located directly on the coast and run along the coast, which is divided into wide valleys that allow a maritime climate several hundred kilometers inland. This creates a barrier against rain clouds moving inland and a buffer against the effects of the sea. This was Turkey Human Geography, by Central Asia through Africa, and this was episode number 12. My name is Jerry Wright, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.